This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. I'm here at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, California, and we're here at the Sun Microsystems booth with three gentlemen who work for Sun. So thanks a lot for joining us on this podcast, guys.
No problem.
And go ahead and introduce yourselves to our audience.
My name is Chris Melisinos, and I'm the Chief Gaming Officer at Sun Microsystems.
My name is John Kaplan. I'm a researcher. I look at how remote workers can work more effectively within Sun.
I'm Seth Proctor. I'm also a researcher at Sun, and I work on scalable problems like Darkstar.
Chief Gaming Officer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't even know that title existed.
Well, you know, we're a rare breed. We can be found in the same areas as Bigfoot, you know, fogging out of focus areas. The Chief Gaming Officer. Yeah, it's an interesting one. Doing games at Sun, it's not typically what you
right.
Really
like
think
we were talking before the podcast, and I was surprised to see Sun here at GDC. How was Sun involved in gaming itself?
Well, you know, you take a look at a lot of the technologies that are required to bring online gaming, multi-platform gaming, and move those things forward. And Sun Microsystems' entire background has been in connected, highly scalable, okay, fault-tolerant server technologies, which, mm-hmm, guess what? Every MMO on the planet is trying to reach a highly scalable, fault-tolerant, zero downtime, you know, network platform. So, among the things that we do with regard to the game industry, we focus on things like, again, server technologies, mm-hmm, specifically Project Darkstar. Project Darkstar is a online multiplayer game platform that we just announced on Monday,
okay,
the show, that we are going to be open sourcing the entire platform. And you can actually go download the binaries today, and the source code will be available in about 2 months.
Wow. It's pretty early, obviously. You guys made this announcement on Monday, but how was the announcement received among everybody here at GDC?
It's been unbelievable. It's probably been the best GDC we've had. We've actually been at GDC for about 6 years. Uh-huh. And it's been this progression of Java in browsers, to Java on desktop, to Java in mobile, and then Java in all those places, mm-hmm, and now the game server technology.
Right.
We actually first released the game server technology in very early access release last year at the last GDC. And again, it was one of those things where people didn't expect it to be there, and when they saw it, everyone went,
what?
Okay, well, let's see what these guys have. As a result of that technology release, we started getting a tremendous amount of interest from developers all over the industry. And that interest culminated in the press release we did this year, again, releasing the technology to open source, but as well, NCSoft has been prototyping on the technology, mm-hmm, and offered their support of the platform in our press release.
Right.
By saying, you know, this is a great technology. We're using it to prototype internally at NCSoft, and we think it's going to jumpstart the space.
So how many developers are actually partnering up with you guys with this technology?
Well, it's interesting. Because we allowed people to download the technology for free, right, didn't mean they actually had to go through a formalized process. We have had thousands of developers download this package and start to play with it. And the response has been overwhelmingly positive.
Okay, you mentioned Java. Talk about that.
Well, the important thing to remember is that when we're talking about Java, there are two focuses to this. So there's client-side Java game development, which, again, we believe there is a huge market potential for that moving forward.
Right.
As Java technologies continue to grow, what we're getting on desktop machines, for instance, Windows, PCs, OS X, you are getting compiled C performance out of modern Java today.
Right.
There really is almost every game that's being built for the PC world today, you could write in Java. 100%, there just is no contest. And because a lot of the misconception is that Java is an interpreted language, which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens to be compiled at the time you run it. So it's just like compiling C, except that we're compiling it on the platform that it's actually running on. So we get great efficiencies, we have access to hardware, so you have access to OpenGL, you have access to OpenAL, so again, graphics hardware, audio hardware, input libraries. So you'll see games that are being, that are all over the show that actually have Java, or the game's written entirely in Java or use a component of it. I believe that Bang Howdy from Three Rings won an award last night at the IGF.
Right. IGF.
Game's written entirely in Java. Their server's written entirely in Java. So again, there are games out there that are doing this. As well, Project Darkstar server technology is also written in Java. However, does not require that you write your game in Java to use it. Mm-hmm. We have C APIs as well as Java APIs, which gives us a massive reach now across the games industry. Because regardless of the platform that you're writing for, we have an API that fits it.
Wow.
One server platform, the back end, many, many different devices.
Now let's talk about some of the relationships you've formed. We've heard that you and Intel have formed a partnership. Go ahead and elaborate on your partnership with Intel.
I can't speak too much to that as I was not personally involved in it, but it is true that that Sun Microsystems, we do have a relationship with Intel. We are going to start bringing Intel processors back into our x86 line of products, as well as continuing on the AMD Opteron process, which have been very successful for Sun.
Now, what are your thoughts on the core processor, Intel going dual core, quad core, 80 core?
Well, so now you're talking about something that's very near and dear to some Microsoft as a company. We pretty much are a multi-core processor company. Right? These are the types of things that get all of our engineers back in Menlo completely spun up doing all this multi-core stuff. What's great about writing the server side in Java is that we'll be able to take advantage of those multi-cores inherently because Java can take advantage of the multi-core process.
Right.
So there's nothing that we need to do specifically to tune the performance of the application for these multi-core processes.
Any of you guys want to talk about that as well?
Yeah, so touch on maybe that? These guys can talk a bit about the Project Darkstar technology and
So,
who wants to go? Here we go.
And just like to the question of cores, I mean, one of the real challenges that game developers are seeing right now is they have more and more cores. How do they really take advantage
exactly,
of that?
Exactly.
How do they think about a multi-threaded environment? So one of the things we do with Project Darkstar is to provide the illusion still of a single-threaded, synchronous, event-driven, very familiar model, while we take advantage of all the cores, all of the compute processes that are available. So we can be highly parallel, a lot of threads running in the system. It's still a very easy programming model. So lots of cores is great. It's still just as easy for our developers to use, but we get much better performance out of the system.
So I can speak as a developer who's used this system. Mm-hmm. When we developed a multiplayer online game designed specifically for business use.
Right.
And we were trying to look at how remote workers could use this online technology, virtual 3D virtual worlds.
Interesting.
To better collaborate from a distance. Mm-hmm. And when we were building this technology, one of the things we didn't have to worry about was the networking and the scalability, because the Project Darkstar backend that we used was took care of all of that for us. So because of that, we were able to write our entire demo for this conference in just 6 weeks, start to finish.
Wow, that's pretty fast.
we were able to, also Darkstar has a rich capability to integrate other services. So we were able to integrate audio conferencing services to integrate live audio, live positional audio into our application, which makes a huge difference in the application. That's another capability that Darkstar gives us to add these new kinds of services. So it's not just, it's not just the things that they've defined for us already. We can add our own kind of services to the system.
Now, if somebody wanted to go ahead and check out Darkstar, where can they go about doing that?
So to get Darkstar, you go to projectdarkstar.org. .com.
Okay.
Projectdarkstar.com. It's freely available open source.
Wow.
Our online world that we're building for business is also available open source through a project called Wonderland. And you can look for Project Wonderland is the name of that project. If you look at that, you can get that source as well.
Cool.
So we're giving you a whole stack that enables you to build these worlds. You just provide, we'll provide you some default artwork. You can plug in your own artwork and you can get one of these worlds.
Interesting.
You can start playing with it, start adding your own applications, start building your own functionality into it to use it for whatever you want.
Cool. Well, I'll make sure to go ahead and try to check that out myself.
Yeah, and actually, intriguing. The best quote of the show so far from somebody who actually viewed it, this person said, I'm looking at this and I get the same exact feeling I got when I first saw Spore.
Wow. That's a big compliment. Will Wright, Spore,
now,
EA.
We are not comparing what we're showing here to Spore, but the fact that it was able to invoke that kind of a
reaction
was just tremendous. So makes us very happy. The technology has been received really, really well. The demos we're doing here at the show have just been spectacular. The whole team up in labs, just massive props to these guys. Just super smart guys doing some really, really important work that I think is going to really benefit the games industry overall.
Well, Chris, if anybody's comparing the stuff that you guys are coming out with to Will Wright's Spore, I think you guys are off to a good start here in the gaming realm. So
there are worse places to start from.
That's right. That's right.
That's excellent.
Well, guys, appreciate the time, and thanks a lot for joining us on this podcast.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right. Thank you.